Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. The stash left me unsatisfied last night.
Pause.
Yeah, that's right. Big pause, Michael. Don't ask him what the P stands for.
Johnson.
I don't know if you guys know, but he was an All-American at Alabama. Former national champion and former Atlanta Falcon. She is the first lady of baseball in Atlanta. And news sources say she won't be going to Keith Urban solo. That'll be more about that. And I am nothing but a top five guy, as always. Big Papa Squid, Bo Morgan, a.k.a. Squid Billy. And with a crappy top five lister named Dylon, we are the Morning Shift. How we doing today, guys?
Did everyone survive the storm last night?
Barely.
Yeah.
Yeah, my son just crawled into bed at like 1 a.m. crying with me and my wife. And I was like, what's going on right now? Boom! I was like, oh, gosh. And he's like, I'm scared of the storm.
Aww.
I was like, you're all right, buddy.
I heard a boom, too. And yeah. I heard, eh. And then just nothing. She went back to sleep. She actually slept through it pretty well. Made it all the way to right at 3. I actually woke her up at 3 because I was like, got to get her this bottle. I want to get my squid time. You know, I don't want to deal with anything. And so we woke her up for the bottle. So,
I didn't know there was a storm.
Well,
there was a storm last night?
Bro.
I didn't know.
Dylan.
I guess I was already asleep.
Dylan.
It was violent last night.
Storm happened when you probably should have been waking up, which is another case altogether. We actually had that conversation earlier about how erratic your sleep habits are.
It's all over the place. Especially because Simone's out of town. She's on a family trip to New Mexico. So especially when Simone's gone and there's like nobody to wake me up for certain things, it's just there's no telling. You just got to catch me when you catch me.
You didn't sleep through your Mario Kart stream, did you?
There was no Mario Kart stream, so not yesterday at least.
Seems like you were sleeping hard. It is amazing to me how dumb the sleeping brain can be.
Yeah.
Because we had our lights fly on in the middle of the night, like 1 a.m., and it was very glaring. And immediately my brain goes, oh, no, we have a ghost.
Yes.
But it was simply that the power went out and it came back on.
Wow.
And our
lights came on.
Yeah,
interesting.
Lights came on. Huh.
Usually it's the other way around. Usually they just stay off.
Al, you thought you had a poltergeist for a second?
I did. That's immediately where my brain went. Like, oh, no, we've got a ghost in our new house. Well,
Yeah, I was about to say, that's a legit, you know, concern for you because you haven't been there long enough to know if you don't or not. So
the house is not old enough to have a ghost, I don't believe.
Maybe it was built on an Indian burial ground. You never know.
Well, obviously, a lot happened since the last time we were in the studio. Mike, what's your headline today?
My headline, I had a realization yesterday about what it's going to take for the Atlanta Falcons to get to the next level as an organization. And I can't wait to break into this here in just a minute.
Bo?
I'm worried about an ankle.
Okay. Okay. Dylan?
The wind has been taken out of the Atlanta Braves sails for the time being.
It was. Was it the first inning, Bo, where you text all of us, welp?
Second.
Second.
No, it was the first. It did happen in the first, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did happen. Yeah, you're right. It did happen.
The whole game happened in the first two innings.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, well, I immediately thought, well, I mean, if we had bad Bryce Elder, we could have got this performance. Yeah, it just, there was nothing really, the home run obviously was good contact, but mm-hmm. that first inning stuff, it was good contact, but nothing was ridiculous. He wasn't locating, and then he had to come in, you know, he wasn't getting his borderline pitches. He was trying to paint, felt like he was trying to paint corners early and kind of hit spots, and they weren't there, and his velocity was good. It wasn't great. It wasn't, but it wasn't bad. I mean, I think Dave O'Brien did a good job of the breakdown, Allie, and he in the fourth inning, he was still able to hit 95, but he was averaging when he threw his four seamer in the 92 to 93 and a half kind of range, and it just left you on. This wasn't a satisfying. His first start, I felt more satisfied.
Yeah.
Against the Blue Jays. Last night, something felt off.
Well, yeah. I can tell you what it was, is he didn't get the ramp up that he did before he started against the Blue Jays. He had just come off of spring training when he started against the Blue Jays, and last night, it was just we didn't get a rehab start or anything.
Well, and we were curious yesterday how long he was going to pitch for, and it was 4 1/3 innings, 75 pitches. So it wasn't that long that he was out there, but there was just this melancholy feeling the whole time that Strider was out there.
Yeah, and I think to Bo's point, Dave O'Brien, like, we don't think of like 95 to 97 as being that big a difference, but when the Tater was hit, the long one, I was sitting there going, you know, if that's 97, it might be a little bit different. And to your point, he's throwing the slider. He's missing low on the slider, and they're still getting singles out of it, you know, right through the infield. It's like, dude, if one thing was off here or there, or if that slider wasn't middle of the plate low, if it was outside the plate low or outer third low, then maybe this is a different, conversation. But it's one of the things that we've wondered about Strider over time is when he has struggled, it's like, why is he struggling? Why did he give up two home runs last night? It's not like the slider's not good. It's not like the location's not good. It's just that every now and then, because he is mostly a two-pitch pitcher, he gets squared up from time to time.
I'm not trying to start anything. When he first came up, I thought, as a rookie, I said, that guy should just be a closer because he's got such dominant stuff with his power that one more pitch, just having two pitches can be that can be great. But we always hear the conversation, why do they need 2 months in spring training? Why come when they get hurt, they got to do a rehab start, maybe two? And now that you nailed it, it's the ramp up, and it's so they can be a little sharper. And you facing guys in a simulated start ain't nothing compared to a real Major League Baseball start. And I think when you want to ask those questions, go back to last night and say, oh, that's why. I thought you nailed it, Mike, with what you said earlier. It's exactly that.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you wonder where the rust is at, and last night we saw it. And it wasn't like it was awful. That's the thing. Like, you keep going back to it, and you go, oh, man, like, just barely missing here, barely missing there, mile an hour off this way. And, again, the Braves lineup, when it regresses to what it was before this Red Sox series, it's like, you need to be pretty shut down.
Well, it feels like the three of us have this womp-womp feeling.
I know.
Strider's return. So
yes.
Let's go ahead. Here it comes.
Yeah,
let's go ahead and get Brian Snitker's opinion on how last night went for Strider.
I mean, it's just he's got to start somewhere, and, you know, we got him five ups, just kind of like we were trying to do the last time he threw. And so I think the more he throws, the better he's going to get. We just had to start somewhere, and he just got to, as long as he's healthy and does his sides and then makes his next start on Sunday, I think, and it's going to continue to get better. Well, the more pitches, the sharper everything's going to get. And, you know, it's a pretty good hitting club. I think they're leading everything and hitting with runners in scoring position. And, you know, but it wasn't an insurmountable, you know, amount. We came back and tied it, and just kind of, you know, we kind of went silent there towards the end.
I think that, to your point, Allie, the womp-womp feeling, I mean, I think I did a fair foul like a month ago when he initially came back, and I was like, fair foul, he still has time to win the Cy Young. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And then you see the outing you got last time, then you wait a whole nother, 5 weeks, and you're like, okay, good, finally. And then you get the outing you had last night, and the expectation, it's definitely a me thing. It's not a Spencer Strider thing. The expectations for me for Spencer Strider are way too high. It's something he's done, but that sits on my shoulders of saying, dude, I got to lower that down a little bit. I can't expect the guy to just step in after Tommy John surgery and be this electric Cy Young candidate.
You're exactly right. And am I concerned? I'm not concerned about his stuff or anything like that. The concern I have for Strider has always been the same. Does he have a dominant out pitch that he can switch it up on? And I don't think his slider is that. And I know that he worked on the curveball and everything.
He threw a lot of changeups last night, too, against the lefties.
And maybe that was sharpness. So maybe it was the sharpness. But I'm not pushing some panic button or anything like that. I think you know that about me. I mean, I wasn't panicked. I was irritated and concerned, but I wasn't panicked when they started 0-7. And all they've done is play. I think they're the hottest team since the middle of April in baseball. Even I think they're like 18-11 in the last 29 games. So that's fine. It just my expectations. I was excited as a fan about it, and I was let down as a fan last night. When I take a step back and think about it and have to talk about it, I'm like, look, I don't expect that kind of outing next time.
Yeah, as a fan, I think that's the other part of it. We got so excited about it, but we did have to temper our expectations. And like Snit said, you got to start somewhere. The other question we have on the table right now about the Braves is Ronald Acuña Jr. And this really is a factor in my plans for this weekend as far as when he's going to be making his return. So I'm so glad the Steakhouse had Alex Anthopoulos on yesterday to talk about this.
We don't have a date yet, so I don't want to tease and say there's a chance. Is it a 0% chance? No. Is it likely? I would say probably not. You know, we're not leaning to that.
And he's talking about Friday. Probably not.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. And I think it was Michael Jett on Twitter yesterday. I retweeted Sandra after she, you know, announces that what Alex Anthopoulos said. And they're like, man, you're bringing the bad news. I'm like, I'm not trying to bring the vibe down. I'm just trying to get some facts here, some information, so we can get Allie's weekend plan squared away.
Right, exactly. That was bad news for Michael Jett, maybe, but not for me, because now my husband can go to Keith Urban with me on Friday.
Yes,
it's not a big deal, but it kind of is.
It's a big deal, Snit. It's a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, and not to look, I think last night is different, but it's part of why they're taking all the time they need. Last night after that start in April, where a guy came back, And maybe you could have taken him another week. Maybe it would have prevented the last month. I don't know. You never know these things. But you're in a good spot. Take your time. And I saw someone post something like the Braves have played. We're 24-24, so they've played 48 games, right?
That's good math. It's 614.
Okay, and thank you.
Seriously.
And Profar was suspended 5 games into the season.
Okay.
Is that correct? Maybe.
I think so. That sounds about right.
So you've played, so he's been gone for like 40 something games. And so you got into 40 games without him, right? It was an 80 game suspension.
Yeah.
So you're at 24-24 and you've been missing so many pieces. Like, that's why they don't panic. I am not stressed about Acuña coming back. Maybe the 27th, which is the start of a 3-game series in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the date where you get Ronnie back. I don't know. I would think they'd like to do it at home, but I don't know.
Yeah. To your point, too, talking about Sprider last night, the only hits you had after the second inning came from, what, Stuart Fairchild and Nick Allen. So that kind of tells you where you're at as a franchise offensively. We can talk about Strider all we want to, but, you know, you need to come around and hit the ball as well. We'll talk about that more throughout the show. We're going to go to break right now. We come back with the front page, the NBA playoffs last night. One team jumps out to a pretty big first game lead. We'll also talk a little bit about the Atlanta Falcons. I mentioned this earlier. There's one thing that people are not talking about that will get this franchise to the next level. I'll tell you what that is on the other side of the break. Stick with us. It's the Morning Show, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hey, yo, 92.9 The Game. Happy Wednesday morning to everybody out there in the car driving in. Hopefully you got to sleep good last night through the crazy thunderstorms that rolled through the area last night because it was rowdy. My whole house was shaking last night about 1 a.m.
Yeah, I slept great last night.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. You were talking about waking up with pork chop and washing bottles and everything else. So hopefully everything's good on that front at your house. Hopefully Grant slept good last night, knowing that he didn't have to upset his wife and not see Keith Urban with her on Friday.
He's still saying Alex's comments were not implicating.
Really? Right.
One, he's still,
you know,
saying
what's gonna happen,
there's
right?
a chance, you know.
You know what's going to happen. He's going to go to Keith Urban, and it's going to be like a crowd pop at a wrestling event. Ronald Acuna comes out on the field like 30 minutes before game time Friday.
Oh, my gosh.
Boom. It's like, no! Anyways,
no,
man.
No, they gotta send someone down. It's not, you know, it's not like WWF.
It was just a joke. It was a joke. Obviously, it's not WWF, and he's not going to walk out 30 minutes before the game. Nonetheless, I want to jump into this Falcons conversation. We'll go front page in just a second. We'll get NBA playoffs, also everything concerning NFL flag football with the Olympics. We're going to break into a bunch today. But we were going through this article by Josh Kendall yesterday on The Athletic, and he's talking about Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman. And he's talking about, you know, how critical these guys can be and kind of what they bring to the field. We all kind of expect Billy Bowman just kind of lifting the curtain a little bit on the draft process with these guys and the value you get out of Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman. He kind of, you know, Josh Kendall did a nice job mentioning how Dane Brugler had these guys slotted so much higher than they were actually drafted. Both wide receivers in high school, both state championship teams in high school, both ball hawks in the secondary at major universities. And it just kind of hit me as I'm making my way through that, that these guys, and I'm talking about, you know, secondary players that are taking second, third, fourth round, are what make championship teams. Like having those guys actually hit and having those guys actually develop and be key contributors. And we always talk about, and we measure things from the Eagles, and that's because they just won a Super Bowl. But you look back at championship contenders over the last, I don't know, couple decades, they always develop the guys in the secondary that you get in the third and fourth round. They're looked at as value picks because safety's not that high of a draft pick sometimes. Nickel, obviously. But when you go back through it and you look at the pieces that were in place and the depth that some of these teams have when they get dinged up in the secondary, it's such a big thing. And I'll go back just last year to when the Falcons secondary got dinged up before you play the Broncos. And then you got screened to death, and Kevin King is in, and then he gets hurt, and all of a sudden you're dealing with Richie Grant playing the nickel until the end of the first half, and it was awful. It was a bloodbath. And I was reading this article from Josh Kendall. I'm like, this is a bigger deal than people realize to be able to get the most out of these guys as these middle round draft picks and actually have these guys step out on the field week one, week eight, whatever it may be, contribute as meaningful starters for this defense.
I think that you can see, I think you could see both of them start maybe before that. You know, we talked about it, but you talked about the best thing ever is not. You talked about the Broncos game, and that just has flashbacks for me because for one,
it was rough.
Well, for one, you didn't do these. You didn't do the guys you had out there in your favors with your system playing 12 yards off the ball. But the aggressiveness that a guy like Bowman has in that nickel spot. You know, there was a play that Kendall put a tweet up where, and I think it was. I want to say that it was actually Dane Brugler had tweeted it when he was doing his breakdown, but Bowman comes from literally the back end of the defense and hits Luther Burden sideline. He tracks him down. He basically goes from middle of the field, back of defense, to the far side of the field and hits him before the first down marker.
Elite play. That was an elite play.
And that's the intensity that this guy brings. And I think I put it that these guys had 24 interceptions in the last, couple of years of college football. I mean, Watts led the FBS with 13 himself, and they do it different ways. Bowman is constantly talked about in the article, though, about they keep mentioning the nickel spot and how these guys are going to help in the nickel and the nickel. And then they talk about everything that's in front of Watts. I'm not worried about one name in front of Watts. I know we talked to Arch, and he, you know, him and I talked about it, and then Kendall brought it up too. I'm not worried about one name in front of Xavier Watts.
Yeah, same.
Well, and one thing that Josh Kendall brought up in this article is that Jerry Gray has nicknamed Watson Bowman Fire and Ice. So
love that. Love that.
Between you two, if we had to pick a fire and ice, who would be who?
I'm ice. I've got ice water in my veins. I mean, I think you guys know that. I'm solemn. I can hold. I can just kind of never.
Solemn.
I never let you know how I'm feeling.
Right. Yeah.
Not emotional at all.
Crazy the lack of self awareness in here. Right.
I am absolutely ice. I think everyone. I'm like Iceman.
I mean, Bo, you realize we can tell when you just got a bad tweet, right? Like, you know we can read that about you, right? Like, that comes through. Like yesterday,
that
when you
might be my favorite Dylan moment of all time on this
you're
show.
You're just projecting your feelings into mine, Dylan, when y'all do that.
Bo, I have never reacted to a tweet
on
this show.
Oh my gosh,
ever.
Dude. That was so good.
Well, I think you reacted a little bit yesterday. I don't think what you're saying is holds any water.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It definitely does. Right. That was incredible. I thought he was going to say, you realize we can hear you. Now, I will say, look, I was probably ice as a player to the exact point that Xavier Watts is making. Like, trust your teammates, trust your coaches. I wish I had been a little bit more fire in my rookie year to where I'm just going to take the reins of this thing. I don't care what anybody says. But, you know, I was very trusting of the people around me, and that had its ups and downs. So
but we both can't be ice.
No, I know. I mean, like, or we can. I mean, it's not like we have to. We're not a tag team championship, wrestling match here.
You
we
guys could just be freaking.
That's
just
about what.
No,
it's about what their personality is.
In all honesty, there's nothing icy about me. I'm as emotional as it gets. I'm fire. I think Mike would tell you that. Like when I do iRacing, I mean,
like, has anybody heard from Bo? Haven't heard from him in 30 minutes. I don't know. He's mad about something. What is he mad about? I'm not even sure. It is what it is. Yeah. Anyways,
I have outbursts. If they did this thing, what is it called? The NASCAR radio chat they do after
radioactive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do that. If they did that for our iRacing,
it'd be bad.
Yeah. And I would probably most nights lead the charge with like the, like, I'm like a Bush brother where they have these outbursts. It's just filled with, expletives.
Yeah, it gets a little rowdy. All right, NBA playoffs last night. Let's hit the front page.
Yeah, we kicked off the Western Conference Finals. Thunder beat the Timberwolves in Game 1. SGA led the way with 31 points, 20 of them in the second half. Final score was 114-88.
I fell asleep watching this game, and it was 48-44, and they were coming back from halftime.
Mm-hmm.
And then woke up and had to watch the second half. But before, I had seen the spoiler alert that it was 114-88. I go, what the hell happened?
Right.
Well, SGA was hot in the second half. He was 8-14 in the second half. But I said it in my headline. I said, I'm worried about an ankle.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Edwards hurt his ankle in the first half. And he said it had nothing to do with anything, but he was not the same. He couldn't go to his left and create that space and that shot. I'm very worried if I'm a Timberwolves fan, and I am in this series. I'm pulling for the Georgia kid in this series. I'm worried about Anthony Edwards moving forward, Dylan.
Yeah, that you just hope it doesn't affect him, how he can use his athleticism to get to the rim. And the Timberwolves also did a good job of, and Anthony Edwards talked about a little bit after the game, of how they just had bodies at the rim, because in this playoffs he's been so efficient because he has had better shot selection, in my opinion. He's taken more of a liberty of going to the rim instead of settling for threes, kind of like he did in the regular season. But he said it, the Thunder are banking on them missing shots, and they kind of let the Timberwolves live and die by the three. And while Julius Randle did a good job knocking down shots, nobody else did. Nobody else was there with him. So it'll be interesting to see how the Timberwolves adjust, but they definitely got to make an adjustment. And because the Thunder, I mean, I don't know how, but they maybe seemed a little bit rusty in the first half, but they came on strong in the second half. So the Timberwolves got some work to do.
Yeah, give the Thunder credit for making those adjustments. You mentioned it. Minnesota's up at halftime by 4. Julius Randle was nice in the first half. And, you know, SGA, the old Student Government Association, only had 11 points. On 2 of 13 in the first half. So it'll be curious to see the back and forth, the chess match that is these two teams. But obviously, Oklahoma, heavily favored for a reason.
Series continues tomorrow. Game 2 is tomorrow tonight. The Eastern Conference kicks off. Pacers versus Knicks in New York at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, go nice Pacers. Yeah. Knicks fans are bad people.
Yeah, it's been hard to watch in those videos the last couple of days. But it is what it is. I think I saw like a tweet from like Ben Stiller. He's like, we're better than this. Like, I don't know, man. Like,
really?
It seems to be a lot of evidence that says to the other half of that. Yeah. I don't know, man.
You spit on Trae Young. You're kind of Ben Stiller.
Trae Young poked Knicks the bear fans the other day, too. I don't know if anybody saw that tweet. He's out there poking the bear. Kind of love it. Actually, I really love it.
I love that Reggie Miller's doing this series. That's what I love.
Yeah. It is good stuff. All right, we're going to go to break here with the morning shift. Appreciate you guys so much for listening to us. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about this flag football. And let's just go ahead and set up the wake-up call that will be coming up at 8 o'clock. Are you okay with Falcons playing in this? And if so, which guy do you think is the best guy from the team? You can only have one, best guy from the Atlanta Falcons to actually represent the Atlanta Falcons in the Olympics. We'll also have an Allie Mack drop.
Yes, Bo's baby girl could already do some major things in the world.
Ooh.
But you just have to wrap your mind around this sci-fi twist.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about that on the other side. Can't wait for that. It's the Morning Show, Sports Radio, 99 The Game.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squid Billy, Dialon, hanging out with you. Always thankful that you guys take us on your ride in your vehicle on your way to work or wherever you're headed this morning. Make sure you use that Odyssey app as well if you missed anything at the beginning of the show or just want to put us on the AirPods and take us into the office. It's always a good time, man, putting out the good vibes. We love the 2.0 edition of this show, and we'll continue to carry on and have good laughs. Dylan just hammering Bo over the head a minute ago. That made my day. That was electric radio, man.
I just told the truth.
Yeah, electric radio, yeah.
I'm going to tell you something.
Doesn't happen enough on this show, I guess.
That was so much better than that top five list you gave us yesterday.
The strays that you were taking yesterday.
Well, they were deserved.
On the socials.
You earned those. I mean, You got one person to agree with you, and that was Stephen Noe, our guest from yesterday.
Tinker also, during the wake-up call, Tinker wasn't able to get on just because we were running short on time, but he also said he liked my list.
Wow.
So shout out to Tinker.
Your list was great if you only cared about games made after 2017.
I think my list would have been well received too. I think Chief actually made a good point. If I would have niched it down even more to just Mario games, mm-hmm. I think my list would have been well better received as
You've
well.
You learned
too.
A lesson.
So I learned a valuable lesson. I'll be back and better for the next one.
It's the ongoing discussion.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe you should have just narrowed it down even more to games that only I've ever played. My list. Only my list.
He kind of did. He was like, look, can't name games I haven't had personal experience with.
Yeah,
exactly.
But he did. But then he did.
But then you said.
But then he's like, here's a salute to the past. Like, what?
Yeah, you throw a random game you've never played. I just love what you said. I'm going to throw it back to the OG Mario Kart. The one from Nintendo 64, and I was like, that's not even the real one, dog. That's not even the OG.
Hey, that was just the youth showing, you know, that happens every now and then.
Mario Kart 64.
Do your research.
All right, man, let's break into this conversation about the Olympics. And look, this was ongoing. We knew this was coming yesterday, and we were all kind of talking about it before the vote goes through. The vote goes through yesterday afternoon, and it looks like NFL players will be allowed, a select few NFL players, will be allowed to participate in flag football in the Olympics in 2028. Now, there's a couple caveats to this. Obviously, it looks like one player per team. Got to work out some of the finer details around this, but I think it's a huge deal. I think it's a massive deal that we're going to be talking about for the next 3 years. And really, I mean, I can't imagine the amount of Google searches you probably had yesterday of people that are like, all right, I need to see highlights of what flag football actually looks like at a very high level, because everybody is trying to go out and decide, you know, like, which players fit? Like, who do you want? And obviously, there's just names that you just know. Like, people just throw, you know, Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson. You just assume, right? Lamar Jackson. You're just like, okay, like, that's easy. Easy stuff. But then when you start to get in the nitty-gritty of it, you know, you wonder how some of the Falcons pieces fit and whether or not you want Falcons players to even play. I think Mike and Carl did a nice job yesterday kind of going back and forth and talking about and highlighting the risk, the reward, whether or not, you know, what the pride level will be for Atlanta Falcon taking the field for the Olympics. I think it would be massive. I'm highly in favor of it. I know that Mike Bell was not yesterday when he's talking about it. He's like, the risk is too high. I don't know where you guys sit on this, but it would be a big deal. And I don't even think it likely at this point, but it would be a big deal to have an Atlanta Falcon on the Olympic squad. Look, who even knows in 3 years who those people will be.
Right.
We don't know that any of the current Falcons will even be here, but it's fun to have that conversation nonetheless.
Yeah, I'm shocked that Mike had a negative take on it. That's just shocking. I think Bijan Robinson for me would be the guy. If I was going to have a Falcon there, that would be the guy. It's not as big of a deal to me if a Falcon is there or not. The Olympics is tough for me to watch these days, especially the Summer Olympics, mainly because I'm busy during that time. It's during training camp. There's a lot going on, and you got Braves baseball in full swing. But to me, if I was going to have a guy represent this city and this team, it's Bijan Robinson in every way possible. Not for one, that dude is one of the best human beings ever. And that I've been around in sports. So when you have him representing our city and our country, that's the kind of guy I want representing it. And the second part is he's a freak. He's fast. He's got everything you want to me in a flag football player.
I think there is kind of a flinch factor as soon as you hear they could be allowed to play flag football. And you're thinking,
sure,
our Falcons, you're like, but then you think about it and the weight that really could give someone and the pride. I mean, Mike, you seem like a guy that would love to win gold for your country. Would you have played and risked
100%?
Yeah.
150%. There's no, like, and I get there's an injury risk. Hey, I don't want my superstars from the Atlanta Falcons going there. Hey, first of all, what are we talking about? Maybe 15 people, like in the grand scheme, maybe one player for half the teams in the league going out there.
I think people still remember, though, injuries and like the Robert Edwards thing so many years ago.
Yeah, but and I get that. But, dude, like there's always the risk that this is going to happen in training camp. There's always the risk going to happen in preseason. And I think, well, we're at a point in the NFL where we're flying people to Sao Paulo on 10-hour, 11-hour flights. We're going to Berlin. And the thought of, like, going to L.A. to play flag football, like, the risk is – it's there. I'm not trying to diminish it, but it's, like, so small, in my opinion, compared to whatever else you could be doing. I mean, we're kind of splitting hairs here for me.
Well, I think that's where there's misunderstanding, though, is that Bijan Robinson's going to be going. You might think, well, he wouldn't have been going that hard if it was training camp. Probably he would have. Probably he absolutely would have.
For sure.
I mean, you're running routes, you're doing all those things. It's kind of, you don't just get hurt in preseason games. Like, there's no such thing as bubble wrap for these guys.
Yeah.
So if you're going to tear, most of the time, like an Achilles to me is one of those things where if it's going to go, it's going to go no matter what. If you were running a route in training camp or if you're playing flag football. But I think people think that they see injuries no matter what. But I feel like for fans, the only time an injury is acceptable is if it happens in a game that counts. And it still sucks and you're still unhappy about it. But if you're going to be like, well, it was for nothing no matter what, unless it happened in a game that matters.
Yeah. And like I said, it goes back to risk reward. What's the risk? What are you trying to get accomplished? If you're telling me that, like I said, we're going to go to Sao Paulo and all these other places to, quote-unquote, grow the game, but you can't go play flag football in L.A.? You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing these guys are doing. Oh, you know what? And we heard it for a number of years. Matt Ryan got the crew together and took them out to L.A., and they were running routes on it. Like, yeah, like it's exactly what I picture it doing. I realize it's more intense, and it's the Olympics, and things are at a higher level. But when you talk about how minute the circumstances is around how many players, what they're actually doing, the time of year, I find it well worth it to have, if you could, a Falcon logo attached with that entire system.
That's what I was going to ask. How big, Allie, does that logo have to be for it to be noticed and someone to look at and go, what's that? And Google it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't that the thing? How big? And is the Olympics going to allow? I mean, I guess it has to be. Does it have to be allowed by the Olympics? Obviously, whoever makes the uniforms will have to put it on there.
Yeah.
Is there, if Nike's not making the Olympic uniforms, is there some kind of issue there? Because remember, Nike owns the licensing for NFL. Like, that's the thing for me. But I guess the easiest and simple thing is, how big is that logo have to be, Allie, do you think, for it to be noticed enough where someone. And where? And I ask you because, I mean, you know.
I'm thinking about it. Like,
I'm not a fashion guy. I honestly don't know.
But yeah. I think it's the wrong question to ask because if Jesse Bates, and Jesse Bates is my pick for this, I think Bijan, I think he's going to be in the right circumstance, the right time in his career, all that. Jesse Bates would be my pick. But I think immediately the first thing you're going to do is, like, Google Jesse Bates. You're going to be like, man, where's this guy from? And we don't even know, like I said, we don't even know if Jesse Bates will be here and what level he'd be playing at. But that, if it were happening right now, that would be my pick, and that's the guy that would fit in that circumstance.
So. That was funny yesterday when all this is coming out. Justin Jefferson is a proponent of this, and they're like, oh, do you want to play? And he's like, well, I don't know about me.
Yeah. Big pause. Wait a minute. Yeah. Wait a minute. All right. I'm pretty stoked that the tease was good for this, Allie.
Yeah. So little Melrose, Bo's baby pork chop, 1 month old, correct?
A few days passed, but okay. Yeah. Okay. Who's counting? I mean, seriously.
And you want Melrose to do big things for the world, right?
She's going to be the world's next. She's going to be the female equivalent of like Scottie Scheffler or Tiger Woods, like without the arrests and stuff. She's going to be the greatest female golfer of all time.
Wow.
pressure, but she could start making a mark on the world today. And I don't want to leave your daughter out either, Mike, because she could as well.
Yes.
Because she is still in diapers.
Yes.
And Melrose is clearly in diapers. So I want you to put this under the think about it column, Bo, Mike.
File this away.
Every year, about 18 billion diapers hit landfills. That's a lot. Apparently. They could be there for 500 years. They just don't break down all that well. So I'm not going to get all crunchy and preachy about this, but I just wanted to see how you guys feel about this new concept a company called Hero came up with.
Oh, wow.
Basically, pork chop wears a diaper, your daughter wears a diaper, and when it's time to change, you throw a packet full of fungi inside it and throw it out. And then that packet will basically develop mushrooms and will eat the diaper.
Okay. Yeah, that was you're actually on much better of a track than I thought you were going to be on. I was about to be like, absolutely not. That's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
But don't you have questions? Like, my first question is how long before the mushrooms start growing? Because, you know, we got that. Mike, I'm sure you've got one too. With the diaper genie or whatever.
Yeah, it's a sliding lid. Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, for ours,
it smells awful.
Well, ours is not quite at that level yet.
Yeah.
But it takes a couple of days to fill it up. And
yes.
Then you put it in the trash can, and you got, you know, trash comes once a week. So I just want to know if I've got mushrooms growing in my house.
Well, and again,
are those ones you can, you know, eat psychedelic?
Oh,
or,
gosh. Ew.
To your point about that, does the mushrooms take care of the plastic bag that they're wrapped up in as well?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It eats everything.
So have you guys ever heard of anybody or known anybody that does the reusable cloth diapers?
I've heard of it. I don't know anyone personally that would do that.
Yeah, I do. It actually listens to the show from time to time, so I'm not going to put his name out there, but good buddy of mine. Use the cloth diapers for both of his kids, attach the like a spigot hose to the back of the toilet, you know, where the water line comes in from the wall. Yeah, well, no. It's made for this. It looks like, you know, something would come out of your dish sink, and basically they would take the cloth in there and they would spray it off and hose it off after the, you know, the kid got busy, you know, got done being busy. And it was like, I was like, dude, that's a whole nother.
That's
You're in another stratosphere.
That is effort.
I'm not going in there cleaning off a cloth diaper every time my kid takes a deuce. But hats off to you. Hats off to you for that. But the fungus seems much more manageable.
Well, and there's only one problem with it. I mean, on average a month, diapers are $70, $90 about. This will cost you about $150.
Yeah, like, that's gonna be.
That's way out
that's
of the way.
That's gonna be an
that's
issue.
Doubling it. You can't do that.
That's yeah. They need to find. This seems to be more cost efficient and and consumer friendly with its cost. Although if they want to endorse me, I will.
why can't you just make like a pocket for the tablet already in the diaper,
right?
And then, like,
well,
I don't know.
Do you want your daughter walking around with
not.
Fungus in her diaper? A mushroom might spring out.
It can't get any worse than what's already in there. So maybe, I don't know.
So
maybe.
If these mushrooms were psychedelics and I could make money off of them, then it would be cheaper to, it would be easier to do this. Pre-purpose.
Nice.
Where'd you grow this? My daughter's diaper.
Hey, we got to go to break, man. Again,
enjoy your trip, man.
We got a lot of stuff going on. Talking about flag football. Do you want an Atlanta Falcon to be a part of the flag football squad in the Olympics in 2028? And if so, what current Falcon do you think would fit that best? You can hit us up at 929 Morning Shift. We'll make that part of the wake up call coming up at 8 o'clock. We got to go to break right now. We come back, we'll talk more about the Atlanta Braves. Spencer Strider struggles in his return, but. Is there another pitcher we should be talking about on staff? We'll get back to that on the other side of the break. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.